Inherently Happy, episode 347, Happy Daily Mood Drills. Say that 7 times fast. That. We begin, as always, with the Happy Creed. We believe in happy, in balance and growth, of being mindful and grateful, compassionate and understanding. Yowza-ha-ha, my happy friends! If you know why something happens, then you can figure out how to navigate. If you can't get a date and want to know why, it may take some self-assessment. How do you feel about dating? Love it? Hate it? Desperate for it? And what kind of partner are you looking for? Just like you? Nothing like you? Desperate for you? Me, I don't go for those who are desperate for me. Blind to nuance and expecting far too much. But neither do I go for those who make no effort to connect with me. I like to get to know someone and really connect first. Then, if it's better as a friendship, so be it. But if it could be a partnership, then that's what can develop. Most people prefer the date first, ask questions later approach. And so those willing to set things to simmer are harder to find. But I know why I do it, because I prefer it. I like a connection first. Feels less empty and uncertain. I have chosen the path of sensitivity. It works for me, so I do it. I like having emotional health. I did not like getting stressed and infuriated all the time like I used to. It led to fights and ambulances and police cars and jail cells, and that was not really working for me. I still get angry because I don't try to fight my emotions anymore, and so I don't get stressed quite so much about them. If I see a sad movie, I cry. I don't love sad crying, but neither am I afraid of it. I much prefer movies that make me want to cry tears of elation, triumph, and relief. Those are happy tears, balanced and promoting growth, and they even have serotonin in them, which is the feel-good hormone. But I also do my daily mood drills, my happy daily mood drills. Happy daily mood drills, happy daily mood drills, happy daily mood drills. Where I first spot my mood. What mood am I in right now? I go around the mood wheel. Is it hope, mad, fear, sad, guilt, or glad? Once I know, I can move to the next drill. Trigger my mood. I go around the mood wheel again, triggering each mood in turn, but only for a few seconds each. Hope, mad, fear, sad, guilt, glad. Then I can try the next drill. Keep my mood, where each mood is maintained for longer than a few seconds. Hope, mad, fear, sad, guilt, or glad. You'll have to gauge for yourself how much you can stand. You might wind up resorting to holding your breath while you hold on to your mood as a way to time it or whatever. Just try not to pass out or get too riled up, so that when you let out your breath, you can do the last drill. Drop all moods. All of them. You spotted, triggered, and kept them, and now you can just let them go. That can give you a sense of control over them. That can give you confidence for the next time you need them, not to fail you. So try those out. Spot your mood, trigger your mood, keep your mood, drop all moods. It's how you get more comfortable and familiar with them. Think of it as a mental health workout. You do your drills, you get stronger, more resilient, able to bounce back quicker, so that when things happen, you're better able to handle them, Mood wheel key rings are also available, like handy little reminders to do your drills at hahahappy.org. Haha. Yowza.